Okay. A couple things we went into the game wanting to do. You know, really wanted to start fast. I thought we did on offense. Wanted to run the ball. I thought we made some progress running it, in particular with the backups. It was good to get some of those guys in. We talked about that. Wanted to get DeAndre and Jalen some carries. We did that. Want to stop the run. You know, we really haven't stopped the run the way we expect to this year. Misfits continue to cause problems. And we've got to get that cleaned up with the season approaching. So, obviously, that's a critical area that must be addressed and will continue to be addressed. The evaluation continues. You know, that's part of this preseason. So, that continues. And then we wanted to get out healthy, and we did. So, good thing to have happen in the preseason. You know, get a lot of work, get the evaluation you need, grow your team, and be ready to roll. So I thought Derek was sharp, you know, made a couple of real nice throws in the first half. We took him out in the middle of the drive there on purpose to put pressure on Matt. Matt not understand it was coming. We planned to do that. Actually, if the first half maybe had gone a little different, we would have liked to have done it in the first half. But the way the time of possession went, they controlled the ball too much. We didn't get enough opportunities, and so it kind of pushed it into the third quarter. But accomplished what we wanted because we wanted it to be uncomfortable. We wanted it to be, you know, well, what the heck, I'm in, and get the communication and be able to pick up. So it was a learning opportunity there. That's what it is, all right? Questions? I thought they both ran hard, ran with vision. They make people miss, and so I was, you know, pleased with both of them. Really, they were pretty good in the return game as well. So I think, you know, going into the offseason, we were hoping we could develop a running back that could, you know, be a really good backup for us, and looks like we've got a shot to, you know, have one of those guys help us, potentially both. We'll see.
Obviously, you didn't plan on using Tavius a lot tonight.
Right.
But you haven't got him really going probably the way you want to. Are you concerned at all about him, or do you think he's going
to be fine? No, I mean, we saw him last year. I mean, we have a body of work on Latavius. I think for us, the bigger question was coming in is to, you know, find out who would be able to be the backup back for us. And, we didn't feed him tonight. You know, we gave him two carries, and that was it for the night. I think for us, you know, we wanted to make sure that we gave the two young guys an opportunity to run with the first group and give them that exposure in this third game.
Jack, are missed tackles a concern for you
right now? If there are any, yes. Wherever you see some, yes. I thought really tonight was more just misfitting, you know, just misaligned or misfit, you know, mental error and some of those things where your eyes aren't right and you're just not where you're supposed to be and the whole defense is counting on you. So those things really cause problems, and we have to get those cleaned up. I take it real personal. I don't know what to tell you. I don't have a good alibi for it, all right? It bothers me. You can't be a great defense doing that. So we have intentions. We've set our intentions. We're not shying away from that. We're not backing down from that. But it's got to be a whole hell of a lot better than what I saw out there tonight.
On that one long pass play, it looked like Nate Allen might have stopped or started celebrating something.
Yeah, I mean, I think we thought it was an interception. You know, Sean has 100 jug balls a day starting tomorrow. All right. So we're going to make sure that doesn't. I mean, it was like a pick. We're on our way here, and then the guy pops out of there with the ball, and so that was unfortunate. But I think we'll play much better. Okay, and we're counting on that. All right.
Yeah.
No, I think special teams, you know, it remains a focus for us. The roster spots will be determined based on the ability for guys to help us in special teams. And so it's, you know, we place a lot of value on it. So it is definitely good to see where we're making some progress. I know there's still, you know, many things we want to clean up in that area as well, but overall pretty solid. We played it pretty vanilla, that's for sure. But, you know, even when we're playing a vanilla in rushing four, we've got to get more rush than what we got tonight.
Corey James got some time in with the front defense sub in for Matt. What do you want to see out of him, and what have you seen so far out of him?
We like Corey. I think he's developing well. He and Ben and Malcolm, really, we feel like we've got three guys that can play for us. So, we'll continue to get him exposure and bring him along. I think he's doing a nice job with the role that we've given him, and anxious to see this tape, see how he did tonight. But he's had good exposure. He's been running, you know, in practice with the ones occasionally and mixing in, and we did that again in the game tonight.
Jack, you said that you put McGoin into the game
mid-drive. Yep.
Uncomfortable.
Yes. It was okay. It was okay. The drive ended up stalling, so it wasn't great. You know, we'd like to have seen him continue. And Derek was moving the team. The team was on the, you know, really on the move and doing well. And, you know, I caused it to go away. You know, I took Derek out. But, we accomplished what we wanted to accomplish, okay? You know, we need to prepare our football team. And we had two examples of Derek having to go out last year in the game. One at home in the opener against Cincinnati and one at Tennessee, you know, where he just, I just remember he had to come out for a play. So those things happen in games. You just want to, you know, see how your guys are going to respond. It's an opportunity to kind of teach and learn and have those guys understand how quickly it can happen. Most other positions are really tuned in. The quarterback's kind of comfortable there, you know, watching his buddy do it. So, you know, there isn't a lot of change. You know, you get another defensive tackle in. He's used to going in, rotating a lot. Linebackers, they'll rotate. You know, quarterbacks don't typically rotate in. So it's good to – I thought it was a good exercise for us to evaluate it.
You played this guy's hand in about 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Is that at all a factor tonight in the way you may have performed or not?
No, I wouldn't say that. I think both teams knew – we're coming in. Both teams, it's preseason football, week three. I thought, you know, we did what we wanted to do. They did what they wanted to do. I think both teams got out relatively healthy. We had, you know, had good work. And, you know, would have liked to see things finish a little better where I had a big smile on my face right now. But it's a good day's work, and we get ready for the next one. And we have a short week with the Thursday night game approaching. At least it is here at home. I think he was very successful throughout this offseason and camp and everything. I think it's been a tremendous offseason for him. So I feel really good about where he is. I think the fact that maybe other people can relax a little bit about him, maybe that helps. But for us, we know what we have, and we know that he's had a tremendous offseason. So I think you saw a couple examples of what we've been seeing, you know, and you guys are at practice. You guys have seen how he's carried himself and how he's connected with his receivers and you know, he's poised to have a nice year for us.
We had Carl Joseph playing on some special teams, but defense, he was coming in and out. Is it all just part of the process to get him?
Yeah, he's still growing, still competing for time, still developing. You know, remember, he missed the whole off season for a young guy. I mean, as far as getting reps, he was there mentally doing the best he could, but takes time, takes reps, takes experience, and he's getting it on the run right now. So, yeah, so. You know, continue to work on it.
Jack, I know you said missed tackles at poor tackling when you take personally. How fine is that line then between when they're missing the tackles between a lack of desire and a lack of
Yeah, I mean, fortunately we, you know, effort's really a skill that we develop. Guys play hard. Our guys play hard. So I don't think that we saw any examples of a guy not wanting to do the right thing. I think if anything, over-anxiousness and kind of, wanting to go make the play yourself so bad that you're maybe leaving your gap and leaving your responsibility, getting caught out of position by false stepping. Some things like that are occurring. So it's not a lack of desire. Our guys want to be really good. They're hungry to play well. They're playing hard. And so, no, we've just got to clean some things up. It'll look a whole lot better.